Pleased to be joined now by Adam Martin. Adam is the founder of the F5 program, and we're here today to talk about an agenda item that the Fargo City Commission discussed last night. Adam, first of all, thanks for joining me for the conversation today.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having me on the show.
Last night, the Fargo City Commission discussed the needle exchange program. Now, this is a program under Fargo Cass Public Health that has been dealing with, the issues for several years. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the background of the F5 project and what you guys do at F5.
Yeah, what we do at F5 project is we do peer support and care coordination services and housing for people who may be coming out of treatment, prison, or jail. Some of them are pretrial release, some are post-release. It's kind of a good mix and variety of people. And we do that in 8 cities across North Dakota and have about 50 staff that are dedicated to it.
Now, last night, the Fargo City Commission and Commissioner Michelle Turnberg discussed the needle exchange program. Now, Commissioner Turnberg, who is the newest of the Fargo City Commissioners, her motion was to immediately end the needle disbursement program in the city of Fargo. First of all, your reaction to, one, what the needle exchange program has done in the city of Fargo, and two, the discussion last night.
Yeah. So from my experience and my observation of the needle exchange program is done insurmountable things for getting people into treatment, getting them into recovery, meeting them really at that ground level where a lot of people where there exists a lot of barriers of getting into those places. And so having dedicated staff, not just for needle exchange, but for kind of a holistic care, kind of care coordination targeted at a group of people and helping them get into treatment, helping them get into recovery, helping them reunify with their children and building out a life that's in recovery has been, it's been amazing to watch. And so the Harm Reduction Center, Kyle Christensen, Jan Eliason, all the people down there that are putting in the work are really on the front lines of helping people get into recovery. So I was caught by surprise when I was getting emails from a variety of people saying that Michelle Turnberg was putting an agenda item on for the city commission to shut it down and eliminate it. I had to go to the meeting last night just to see, what the argument was. And honestly, the argument was, it's just her opinion that they shouldn't do it, because she was presented with tons of facts by public health on how many people that have been helped, how the needles that are apparently all over the city of Fargo that are dirty is not real and it's a lie, and that they've seen a decrease on the things that Michelle was stating was the problem when it came to the needle exchange. And even after presented with all the facts, life-saving facts, her and Dave Pepcorn still voted against it.
Speaking on Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, he was quoted as saying that the program is enabling drug use. You deal with these situations every day. Does this program enable drug use?
No, it doesn't at all. Enabling and creating opportunities are two different things. What the needle exchange program with the Harm Reduction Center are doing is creating opportunities, creating an environment, an atmosphere for people to come to them so that they can engage with them. Otherwise, these people would normally not be seen. They wouldn't get care. They wouldn't get care coordination. They wouldn't get into treatment. And they've proven over the years that they can get more people into treatment and in recovery through this program than any other means. And to me, that's creating opportunities, and it's very far from enabling.
Now, you called on Facebook on City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn and Michelle Turnberg to resign. Mm-hmm. We're 15 hours post meeting. Do you still feel that those two need to resign?
I think that if we have commissioners that get presented all the facts on something and still vote against it, that they're not the right people to be in that position. We need, city commissioners that can look at facts, that can look at the environments, that they can look at all citizens and vote, not just their conscience, but vote on facts. And I feel like if we have commissioners that continue to vote on bias and vote on lies and vote on misinformation and not willing to put in the work to really see what's going on, that they need to resign and they should be replaced. Do I think that those two should? It may have been a heated moment when I posted that. I think that I believe in grace. I believe in opportunity. And I think that if Michelle and Dave are willing to meet with people, not just people that agree with them, but people who disagree with them and have a good conversation, a good discussion, and open up their minds to the facts, I think that they're fine where they're at. But if they're not willing to do that, then why are they serving as city commissioners?
Anything else about the Needle Exchange program and how your program has been impacted that you want people to know about?
We here at F5 have benefited greatly because of the Needle Exchange program and the work that they're doing, and have been able to provide care coordination services for people who are getting into recovery because of their services. And so the quote of the night last night basically is, you can't get sober, you can't get recovery if you're dead. And what they're providing is life-saving services for people who would normally probably die. And because of them, we're able to get people into recovery.
Adam Martin joining us. He is the founder and CEO of the F5 Project, talking about the Fargo City Commission meeting last night, where it was discussed the potential of getting rid of the needles program at the city level, the needle exchange program at the city level. Adam, thanks so much for joining me today for this conversation. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.